Story. A man fires a rifle for many years, and he goes to war. And afterward, he turns the rifle in at the armory, and he believes he's finished with the rifle. But no matter what else he might do with his hands, love a woman, build a house, change his son's diaper, his hands remember the rifle.
You are no longer black, or brown, or yellow, or red. You are now green. You are light green, or dark green. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
Swofford.
Sir, yes, sir!
You the maggot whose father served in Vietnam?
Sir, yes, sir!
Outstanding! Did he have the balls to die there?
Sir, no, sir!
Too fucking bad. He ever talk about it?
Sir, only once, sir!
Good! Then he wasn't lying!
Are you eyeballing me with those baby blues?
Are you?
Sir, no, sir!
Are you in love with me, Swofford?
Sir, no, sir!
Oh, you don't think I look good in my uniform, Swofford?
Sir, the drill instructor looks fabulous in his uniform, sir!
Oh, so you're gay then, and you love me, huh?
Sir, I'm not gay, sir!
Do you have a girlfriend, Swofford?
Sir, yes, sir!
Yes, again, motherfucker. Jody's banging her right now. Get on your face and give me 25 for every time she gets fucked this month. Down on your face!
It was shortly after meeting drill instructor Fitch that I realized that joining the Marine Corps might have been a bad decision.
What in the fuck is this?
Sir, it's the recruit's drawing of a footlocker, sir!
Jesus, Joseph, and doggy style, Mary. That is a pile of dog shit.
Sir, the recruit's never been good at drawing, sir!
Why the fuck are you my scribe, then? Isn't my scribe supposed to know how to draw?
Sir, the recruit doesn't know. The recruit thought the scribe was supposed to write, sir!
Of course the recruit doesn't know! The recruit doesn't know because I haven't told him!
All right, comfort brains. Show me exactly where your civvies and running shoes go!
Sir, the recruit can't think while a drill instructor is hitting him on his head, sir!
You can't think while I'm giving you a few love taps? How the fuck are you going to fire your rifle when grenades are going off in your face? What the fuck are you even doing here?
Sir! I got lost on the way to college, sir!
So now my hands were Dick Skinners. A flashlight was a moonbeam. A pen was an ink stick. My mouth was a cum receptacle. A bed was a rack. A wall was a bulkhead. A shirt was a blouse. A tie was still a tie, and a belt a belt. But many other things would never be the same.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Swofford. What kind of fucking name is that?
It's English. My great-grandfather came over here in the late 19th century.
Whatever. I'm putting you in golf company. It's full of retards and fuck-ups. Maybe you can elevate the sons of bitches a little. Or maybe not. Next!
Jarhead. Noun, slang for marine. Origin, from the resemblance to a jar of the regulation high and tight haircut. the Marine's head by implication therefore also a jar, an empty vessel.
Can I help you?
I was assigned to 2nd Platoon.
2nd Platoon? Yep.
Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile.
What's going on, boss?
Nothing much, man.
Welcome to 2nd Platoon.
Thanks, man.
Hey, boys! Fresh fucking meat!
What kind of meat?
When you're worried, your face will cry. That can bring everybody down. So don't worry. Be happy, don't worry, be happy. 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 Don't worry, be happy.
Oh, fuck.
We switched out the hot brand. A little fuck trick we're playing the new guys.
Nice.
You want a brand, you gotta earn it.
Welcome to the suck.
Still got that stomach flu, Swofford?
I can't seem to shake it.
That's all right. Not everyone's cut out for the Marines.
But for me, there was nowhere else. That was the truth. After all, I was made in a war. Here's Mr. and Mrs. Swofford on R&R from Vietnam, Honolulu Hilton, 1969. I can't watch. And neither can you. And here are some other things I can't show you. Visiting my sister. Making muffins with Mom. Breakfast conversations with Dad. But here's some things you can see. Taking a dump. Thinking about going to college. Studying after school with my girlfriend.
I love you too.
Giving away my favorite USMC t-shirt.
I'll write you every day.
Hey! Swap it. Swap it.
Yo.
What the fuck? You sick?
Oh, no, I just had a stomach thing, sir.
Staff Sergeant Sykes. I'm with Surveillance and Target Acquisition. Stay. I heard it took 6 guys to pull a little branding trick on you. And your file says that you ain't too fucking dumb either, so you better get unsick most motherfucking rigged tick, because there's a chance that you could be a scout sniper. The fuck is this?
The stranger. I came with. That's some heavy dope right there, Marie. Mary, however, was on. Yeah, that's when we ran up to the office.
End our class starts on Monday. I suggest you have your ass there.
Is that an order, Staff Sergeant?
It's fucking opportunity. It's fucking honor. It's the best fucking job in the Marine Corps.
Sounds good, Staff Sergeant. Sounds good, Staff Sergeant.
Sounds good.
Could I have my... You know what?
I gotta play the right dude.
You play any instruments?
I played the trumpet in 3rd grade, Staff Sergeant.
You played the trumpet in 3rd grade? Good. You still play?
Yeah, a little small holiday concerts and festivals.
You ain't gotta be Chuck Mangione. All I need is a bugler. Somebody play taps, reveille, battle march, that type of shit. Raise the morale. Does that interest you?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Parade field, 0600.
All right, thank you, Staff Sergeant.
My pleasure.
Can I get my book?
There's 60 of you. I only need 8. That means 52 of you will perish. Do the math.
There's no possible way that all of you can make it. If you think you're with some shit...
Staff Sergeant Sykes! Private Swaffer reporting for bugle tryout.
Hendock! Hup, hup, hup! I don't give out too many special treats. But this morning, we have a very special treat. Private Swafford here is going to play reveille for us. Okay, Swafford, play reveille.
Oh, I don't have a bugle.
You don't have what?
I don't have a bugle.
Oh, no.
Damn.
You better play with your mouth.
What?
I said play it with your goddamn mouth. I love that tone. Sounds good to me. My morale is lifted. You know any Stevie Wonder? You know, you are the sunshine of my life.
Yes, Staff Sergeant.
Good. That's a classic. Will you shut the fuck up? There is no bugle program, you sizzle dick motherfucker. Who do you think you are, some kind of Kenny G or some shit?
No, Staff Sergeant.
Good. Now, to the rest of you, do you have what it takes to be the meanest, the cruelest, the most savage, unforgiving motherfuckers in God's cruel kingdom?
Yes, Staff Sergeant!
To be able to one day say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil because I am the baddest motherfucker in the goddamn valley.
Yes, Staff Sergeant!
We shall fucking see. You still here?
Yes, Staff Sergeant.
Yes, what?
Yes, I am still here, Staff Sergeant.
So fucking be it. Fall in!
Your mission is to kill me. My mission is to kill you first. And I'm good.
Them paintball bullets. They hurt?
Oh, shit! Fuck the tragedy! Back to the grunts, dickface.
In order to engage your target, you must see your target. But your target must not see you. Shove it. You laugh, you die. Scratch your nose, you die. You shift your weight to take a piss, you will die. You want to shit, you better shit in your pants.
Still kind of cute, huh, Swap?
Oh, sir.
This suit will hide you. You will become a tree, a rock. You are mud, sand, and dust.
Still funny?
No, sir.
In order to fire accurately, you must be able to judge distance and wind direction.
How far are those trees?
500 yards.
No. 600.
300.
300. How'd you figure that?
Three football fields.
Three football fields. That's right. You take what you know, and then you multiply. Please don't use your dicks. They're too small, and I can't count that high. I don't hear 400,000 inches. Now, wind. You use what you have. Use a flag.
Use a plume of smoke, a little bit of dust. Spit on your finger and hold that bitch up.
These are formulas that you can use, but in the end, you have to trust your gut. Details, gentlemen. Details are going to be the difference between you killing your target and your target killing you. We've all been taught that thou shalt not kill. But hear this. Fuck that shit.
Now consider your target.
If you are lucky, in that window will one day emerge the figure of the enemy. JFK shot. Pink mist.
Fire. 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 Dead. Fire. Fire. Fire.
The sounds that you are hearing are live rounds. You will get the fear out of you, King. If you pick your head up, you will get fucked up. You find out if we have some bitch in you. You guys crawl like old people. Fuck. Keep moving. Get the fear out of you. Keep moving. Do not fuck up. Keep moving.
I can't.
Keep your head up.
Come on, man.
No.
Fucking move!
Come on!
No!
Shit! I told you to keep your fucking head down. If you listen to me, you will still be fucking alive right now, stupid fuck!
God help you. You're now scout snipers. I know you've heard this, but I'm going to tell it to you again. Snipers do not work alone.
You work as a team. Spotter, shooter, spotter, shooter, spotter, shooter, spotter, shooter.
You may now open your case, pull out your M40A1 rifles.
Once you've done that, you will repeat after me. This is my rifle.
This is my rifle.
There were many like it, but this one is mine.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Without my rifle, I am nothing.
Without my rifle, I am nothing.
Without me, my rifle is nothing.
Without me, my rifle is nothing.
The grunt dies for 15,000 poorly placed rounds.
Fucking right.
The sniper dies for that one perfect shot.
Hit. Fire. Fire. Fire.
I was hooked.
Hit. Fire. 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 Hit. Fire. 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 Hit.
I wanted the pink mist.
Good evening. Iraq invaded and took over its tiny neighbor Kuwait today. That set off worldwide protest and drew sanctions from the United States, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union. The government of dictator Saddam Hussein claimed it went in at the invitation of revolutionaries who had overthrown the Kuwaiti government.
We have appealed to all our friends around the world, including the United States, to come to our aid and assistance.
We're going to fucking war.
Company area. Get some Marines! Get some!
I had a choice. Either join the Marines or go to jail. And you know what the shit of it is?
If you're going to jail, you
don't spoil the joke, asshole. If I'd have went to jail, I'd be getting out today.
Would you like some nuts?
Nuts.
Yes, are they warm nuts?
No, I believe they're room temperature.
Well, maybe later you can come and warm up my nuts.
You know, I don't really like the little ones. Would you like
to know? You poor bastard. I bet your recruiter promised you a whole wide world of pussy, huh?
You fucking A. Cocksucker knew the price of every whore from Langapo to Stockholm.
And here we are, headed to the desert, no pussy in 1,000 miles.
Fucked by the green weenie again.
Hey, well, what would you be doing if you were a civilian? Staying up late, jacking off, playing Metroid, trying to get to that 9th level?
You know what happens when you get there? Nothing. Just start all over again.
How long do you think we'll be there? 2 weeks?
Less, man. We'll be back so fast we'll still be shitting out those nuts.
Good luck now. Goodbye now. Good luck now. Goodbye now.
You want to keep me company for 2 weeks?
Goodbye now.
You don't know what
Thank
you missed,
you.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Damn!
Take your seats. Good afternoon, Marines.
Good afternoon, sir.
Jesus, did you just land in a war zone or a funeral parlor? Good afternoon, Marines.
Good afternoon, sir.
Ooh, I just felt my dick move. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Kaczynski, your battalion commander. We are now part of Operation Desert Shield. Just north of us. Saddam Hussein's got 1 million Iraqi soldiers. And some of those boys have been fighting since you were 9 or 10 years old. They are tough. They will stop at nothing. They've used nerve gas against the Iranians and the Kurds. Now here's a picture. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, let's kick ass. And take names and end this shit the day before yesterday.
Yeah!
But the bureaucrats have a lot of jawboning to do. So for now, these Iraqis who have raped and pillaged poor little Kuwait are not yet in our gun sights. Our current mission is to protect the oil fields of our good friends in the Kingdom of Saud until further notice. And gentlemen, I'm talking a lot of oil. A lot of oil. So you will hydrate, you will train, you will adjust to this desert, and you'll hydrate some more. And you will be ready. You will maintain a constant state of suspicious alertness, and one day soon, Saddam Hussein is going to regret pulling this sorry shit.
Hoorah! We're going to kick some Iraqi ass!
What did you say?
We're going to kick some Iraqi ass, sir!
Oh, hell, son. Well, you're going to win the Medal of Honor all by yourself. What's the rest of my battalion going to do?
Kick some Iraqi ass!
You know, I think it's time for me to retire. I can't hear a fucking thing!
Kick some Iraqi ass!
Oh, boys, I just got a heart on.
This defensive position shit sucks, huh? We need to get out of this shithole soon.
I need to shoot some.
Hey, you're gonna get all you want soon enough. First to fucking fight.
Yeah. For what? I've been around these old white fuckers all my life. They got their fat hands and arrow bowl. The motherfuckers drink it like it's beer. That's why we're here to protect their property.
You're full of shit. He's full of shit.
Who do you think gave Saddam all his fucking weapons?
We did.
Fuck politics. All right? We're here. All the rest is bullshit.
Yeah.
Everyone else is unpacking, man.
Taking a break.
What you got?
Bodos.
Oh, she's hot. Yours?
Yes, man.
You better shoot yourself in the foot and get a ticket home, because Jody's are gonna be all over her!
That's nice for a white chick, man.
Nice. Come on. I drink a gallon of her feed just to see where it came from.
Man. This is hardcore right here. This is called porn. Let me see that one.
Baby fist down here.
All right. Dream on, brothers. Dream on.
I'm storing that for later, man. I'm storing it for later.
Hey, y'all horny fucks want to see a beautiful woman?
Yes!
Here we go.
Give it up!
Check this out.
Yeah, boy!
Give it up.
No. Oh, no! Please don't love me!
Now, tell him how many tortillas she had before that picture.
Hey, she's pregnant, man. That's why she's so beautiful, man. This is what it's all about right here, man. Yo, hey, man. Fuck you, guys.
Guys, Luke Brank says by the beach.
If the Corps wanted you to have a wife, they would have issued you one.
Yeah! They would have issued you one! Yeah!
No family photos, Swafford?
Hey, can I see your pictures?
Well, yeah, sure, man. Thanks.
Fergus, right? Yeah. She have her own clothes?
Well, ain't this cozy as fuck? You guys getting settled in?
Yes, sir, Sergeant.
Well, if you're not too busy, dance, right there. Let's go.
My God,
what the fuck are you doing? Let's go. Get on. Right now, your dick is falling off. Your skin is bubble wrap. Let's go, move. I'm sorry, motherfucker. I told you don't get lazy. Didn't I tell you not to get lazy? Let's go. Get on, have shit. Let's go. What are you doing? That's your fucking sleeping bag, you moron. Let's go. Big face, 30 seconds. What the fuck are you doing? Get it on! Stay ready! You ain't got to get ready, you nasty motherfucker! You're so lazy! I told you to stay on point! 45 seconds! What you doing? What you doing? You better get your motherfucking ass in gear! You gonna be the first motherfucker I pick up in the ass! Get it on!
Yes! Back, my God!
You retarded motherfucker! Let's go! Put it on! Let's go! Stop! Stop it right now!
Come over to the dark side, Luke.
55 seconds. You're all dead. And since you're all dead, I guess you wouldn't mind taking a little run in these suits. Let's go! Swampert, if you don't pick it up, I'm gonna shoot you in your fucking foot! Move it!
The price of crude oil has nearly doubled. President Bush sends in more troops. Us, six times a day, we gather for formation.
Break it down, all of them.
And we hydrate.
Now hold them up. Get it
on. We patrol the empty desert.
Get down!
And we dehydrate. We throw hand grenades into nowhere. We navigate imaginary minefields. We fire at nothing. And we hydrate some more.
You will hydrate until I get full. There you go, hold it down.
look north towards the border, and we wait for them. This is our labor. We wait.
I got one! A white! Master race. Ho! Ho! Check her out.
Ho!
It's beautiful! John Ghost ran the terrace over! Over! Suggested techniques for the Marine to use in the avoidance of boredom and loneliness. Masturbation. Rereading of letters from unfaithful wives and girlfriends. Cleaning your rifle. Further masturbation. Rewiring Walkman. Arguing about religion and meaning of life. Discussing in detail every woman the Marine has ever fucked. Debating differences, such as Cuban versus Mexican, Harleys versus Hondas, left versus right-handed masturbation. Further cleaning of rifle, studying of Filipino mail order bride catalog, further masturbation, planning of Marine's first meal on return home, imagining what the Marine's girlfriend and her man Jody are doing in the hay, or in the alley, or in a hotel bed. Ah, is she up there yet?
What?
Get the fuck off. Don't worry, she will be. She'll be right there. She's gonna look beautiful up there.
I wonder what she's doing right now.
No way to know.
Here are the rules. When you talk to these reporters, you do not get specific. You tell them that there's no better shooters in the world than Marine snipers. Tell them that you're happy to be here. You're proud of the mission. All right? And you can't wait to mash the fuck out of these Iraqis. Anything other than that comes out of your mouth, I get fucked up. And if I get fucked up, I'm gonna fuck you up. Take your shirts off. Show your muscles. You've been working out.
This is censorship.
This is what?
Censorship. You telling us what we can and can't say to the press. That's un-American.
Yeah, what about freedom of speech, the Constitution?
No, you signed the contract. You don't have any rights. You got any complaints? You complain to Saddam Hussein and you see if he gives a fuck.
Well, that's exactly what Saddam Hussein does. You're treating us the same way.
You are a Marine. There's no such thing as speech that is free. You must pay for everything that you say.
We're rolling. Sound speed.
You're a Marine here in Saudi Arabia. Are you glad to be here?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm glad to be here. My uncle and my father served in Vietnam, so I'm proud to serve my country here. I have supreme confidence in all my leaders, you know, from my team leader to my president. I'm very proud to serve my country, yeah.
So who's waiting for you back home?
Can I give a message to my brother?
Sure.
Tim, hey, he's gonna get this?
Mm-hmm.
Tim, what's up? I got your letter, man, and you are a maniac. Ah, crazy. He'll understand.
You're a Marine here in Saudi Arabia. How do you hope the Kuwaitis will greet you? How do you feel about the Iraqis? They're the enemy. Do you have nightmares about them? How do you...
I love it out here. This is what I want. Because I count for something. Back home, I'd be working some nowhere job. Nobody even know I was alive. We burn the fat off our souls. Hemingway, I said that.
Who's waiting for you back home?
Well, you know, I have a girlfriend. She's waiting for me.
Anything you'd like to say to her?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hi, Christina. Here we are.
Are you scared?
Yes, ma'am. Very happy to be here. I love my country. I miss my parents. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. They treat me all right here.
It was an opportunity for me to defend America, the country which has given freedom to me and to my family. And it is an honor to fight for that freedom.
To defend my country. And to serve my country and to learn skills to eventually go into law enforcement.
Are you scared?
Look,
I'm 20 years old and I was dumb enough to sign a contract. I can hear their fucking bombs already. I can hear their bombs. And I'm fucking scared, yeah. Don't tell my staff sergeant though, all right?
So in case of a chemical attack, what provisions do men have for that?
This is what we call the NBC suits. That's nuclear biological chemical protective suits.
Hmm.
We also have a mask. It's the M17A1 mask. It's fitted with a drinking tube so these guys can drink from the canteens without taking off their mask.
Oh, really?
You want to try it?
No, thanks, but can I hold it?
Yes, sir.
Heavy.
Yeah, it is, but you know, we need these in order to protect.
They fight with all of
them? Yes, they do. They fight with it, and as a matter of fact, let me give you a small demonstration of it.
Kruger, get rid of the ball.
Huh?
Get rid of the ball.
Kruger,
get rid of the fucking ball.
Ball.
Fuck.
Give me the ball. All right, listen up, guys. Today is your lucky day. These reporters want to see how your NBC suits work. All right, so we're going to continue this little football game in full chemical gear. That's right. Come on, let's go.
It's 112 degrees.
Then I guess you won't be needing your parkas, will you? Let's play.
I'm going to hurt you, Slug. I'm going to hurt you so bad. Do you like pain?
What is that? Well, but I guess you call that using your head, huh?
Oh, using his head.
You want the Mexican leprechaun? Go ahead, take him.
Yeah, I'll take the fucking midget.
On the midget?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, you squishy-faced retard.
Don't you ever call me a squishy face.
Squishy face?
Go, grab me, squishy face! Go, squishy face!
Motherfucker!
Bring the water. We're going to further this demonstration.
Man, these M17A1 drinking tubes are designed to work perfectly with your canteen and your mask.
Take the narrow part of the tube with your fingers extended and joined and place it into the appropriate receptacle on the canteen lid.
The lid on my canteen is fucked.
Watch your mouth. I got another one for you right there.
The hydration tube is busted, Staff Sergeant. We're going to die of dehydration.
No, we're not going to die. It's cool.
Staff Sergeant? My drinking tube fell off and the gas chamber panels in. It's been 4 months.
I understand that. And I want everybody to understand this.
Fucking bingo!
And I want you to play fucking ball!
Oh, that's a big bingo!
Here's Ralph Arabia!
You fuck!
He said, feel fun. That's one of the exercises that we run here when we're in the field. The armory. Why don't we have a look at that?
I don't hear you laughing now. I can't hear you. Oh, that's better. Sounds jovial. Hutu! Hutted! Hut! Last call for Swapper.
Yes, yes, Sergeant!
On top of the world, huh?
Yes, yes, Sergeant!
Well, I have more important things to do, like play with my ball. But guess what? You guys are scheduled for a little 2-day vacation back in the rear, so I suggest you get your shit together. You can start by taking all that down.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on, Swap, pack up.
Your mommy again, Fergie. What are you listening to?
My mom's Christmas tape.
You're a retard.
Fergus, you and your mom got Firewatch tonight. 22 to 10.
Oh, man, that's 2 straight weeks. Why does it have to be me?
Because you're so boo.
You are boo.
Oh, yeah. That's the third fucking time, man. What's that?
I just want us to say no preference. Is that so fucking hard?
What difference does it make? God knows you're no preference.
Yeah, at least they got the blood type right. I mean, which would you rather get? The wrong prayer or the wrong blood?
One lonely pink letter from Sacramento. Christina.
I wonder what she's up to. Now,
go jerk off outside.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God, man. I have a son.
Mama?
I got a fucking son, man.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Yeah.
You better check the mailman, bro. This baby's a gringo, man.
No way.
No way.
He's definitely Montezuma cheater. No.
Hey, I don't care, as long as he's not a Cuban one, little bitch.
Cortez, can I see him?
You go, Pinko.
He's beautiful, man.
Nah. Hey,
I'll put my little boy up.
Uh-oh. Doesn't look good.
Christina has a new friend, man.
She got a new friend.
Man?
He's a night manager at her hotel, and she says he's a good listener.
Oh, man. It's been getting worse.
Oh, I told you. I told you. She's one of those girls with a military fetish.
Yep. And she's getting off when she tells the Jody that her boyfriend's a jarhead.
Yeah, I see it. I can see it now. She works in the hotel. She goes in the vacant room, right? Grabs on the pole and goes, Jody, Jody!
It sticks to the pole!
Right. Hey.
Go pull the legs off a spider.
Okay, Corporal.
Hey, Swap, that's right. Cheer up, man. We're heading back to the rear. We'll get some AC, shit in the flush toilet. You can use your phone.
I'm gonna call her.
You fucking ate. Even if she is fucking someone else.
Hey, look, it's a cock, but smaller.
How is she?
Your mom?
No, Rini.
Oh, she's doing better. She's doing really good.
So this guy.
Did you get the pictures?
Oh, yeah, I got them. They're great. Did
you see the one of you and me?
The guy at the hotel.
Who?
How well do you know Chris?
Who, Carl? He's just a friend.
How well do you know?
Tony, he's just a friend. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Chris?
Tony.
I'm here.
Tony!
Chris? Chris!
Some pretty weird sounds, man. Stepman's wife said I'm deer hunter. Let's go watch.
Shut up, fella. You fucking shipper. Shut the fuck up.
Get your boot off my fucking chair, you fucking...
motherfucker.
That's my fucking wife. That's my wife. That's Clancy. That's my fucking neighbor. I lent him my fucking car. That's my wife.
That's my fucking wife! You fucking bitch! No, you slut! No! Fuck! No!
Fuck,
baby.
You don't need to see
this.
What?
Fuck, man. Take my hand. No. Come on. Fuck. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Who's fucking around now, Brian?
Fucking faggot, man. Let's watch it again. Yeah!
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to leave so I can watch it again.
Why do you want to watch it again?
I want to watch it again.
Why?
I want to see what it's like to watch somebody else fuck your girlfriend.
For most problems, the Marine is issued a solution. If ill, go to sick bay. If wounded, call corpsman. If dead, report to Graves Registration. If losing his mind, however, no standard solution exists. No standard solution exists.
What's up, buddy? Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Here, you got some good shit.
Fly rumor on winged feet. Here. Read this.
What is it?
It's a love letter for the Major. I write all of his letters.
Dear sweet Gloria, I wish I was up in you now with a finger in your ass. Love you, Captain Skinboat.
I study classics at Dartmouth.
It's a good school.
40 bucks, 5 gallons.
Hey, Swap.
What's up?
Which way do I mount this?
What does it say?
Front toward enemy?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be a clue.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Hey, Fergus, you take my watch tonight? I'll pay you back.
Not again. It's Christmas Eve.
I'll send you out a fucking tree.
Oh, great. A tree. Merry Christmas.
I take it frame by frame. The happy law, jump and shout and say it. Always for other kids, but people's back to simple. The last key, well, that's not that simple. You know what I'll do. You know what I'll do.
forgot her medication.
Shit!
And she staggered out the door into the snow.
Shit!
Sorry, guys. Really sorry. It was my sausages.
Fuck as fuck now.
So do you have all of that unauthorized beverage out of your system? Whose watch was that, Swaffer?
It's not yours.
But since you don't know how to handle responsibility, we are demoting you. You are now a private. You think you're the only one that's bored around here? Because when this war begins, and it will begin, I don't want you covering my ass. So guess what's next?
Instructions for the effective burning of shitters. The Marine will need the following. 1 metal fence post, 1 pair of welder's gloves, 5 gallons of diesel fuel, and 1 box of matches.
Hold it right there, Marine. So you are the fucking idiot who tried to burn down my camp.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Stick that back in there.
It's already full of diesel fuel, sir.
I don't care if it's full of Chanel number 5. I'm not going to the other side of this camp for my morning glory. Stick that fucker back in there. I'm waiting. Left you a little gift in there. Not too hard, not too soft. Perfect.
Thank you, sir.
Happy holidays, Private.
How many is that, Cortez?
26 in a row.
What would you say if I told you I was going to kill you for fucking me over like that?
I already told you it was an accident.
An accident. Right. Like when this trigger slips. Of course, you're a nice little mom and dad, and where?
Cottonwood Falls.
Cottonwood Falls. They'll be sad. They won't have a little boy to send fucking cookies to. And I'll say it was an accidental discharge. I might even spend some time in the brig, but I'll end this fucking waiting. And I'll know what it's like to kill a man.
What are you doing?
I'm in the firing position known as a sitting position. After the prone position, it's the platform most likely to enable a Marine to effectively kill his target. His target being a human, generally an enemy, but sometimes a friend or a friendly. We call this friendly fire, friendly fucking, or getting friendly fucked.
Come on, Sloth, it was your watch. It was Christmas Eve, and I was just sitting there thinking about home. That's it.
What do you think, Cortez? You think I'll accidentally kill your homeboy from boot camp?
Sure you'll kill him. Accidents happen.
You don't see shit, right?
No, I don't see shit. This ain't even my tent. No matter of fact, I ain't even here, Sloth.
Doing, man.
The M16 A2 service rifle is a lightweight, air-cooled, gas-operated, magazine-fed shoulder weapon. It fires a 5.56mm ball projectile, muzzle velocity 2,800 feet per second. This is my rifle. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Repeat after me!
This is my rifle.
That's right. Say the fucking words!
There are many
like it.
But this one is mine.
Without my rifle, I am nothing. Say it, you fucking idiot.
No.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Without my rifle, I am nothing.
No. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I can't.
Shut the fuck up and repeat after me.
Without me, I'm...
This is my rifle. There are many like it. Without me, my rifle is nothing. Fucking say it. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Without my rifle, I am nothing.
I am nothing. I am nothing.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Get up. Fuck, shoot me. You had a round in the chamber? You were locked and loaded?
I messed up, man.
Look at him, he's fucking shaking. Burgess, get up here.
I messed up, man.
Okay. Look at him. Hey, you fucking do that again and I will shoot you myself. All right? Well,
what was that?
Oh, it might be an echo.
No, it's not. I hear it, too.
Call it in. See if they're friendlies in the area.
Lima to Charlie. This fucking shit is fucked, man.
Army has satellites and we have this fucking shit.
Better off sending smoke signals, man.
All right, guys, spread it out.
They got RPGs under the roads, man.
If they got anthrax in there, I'm gonna fucking melt.
No con la izquierda, no coño. Baja la mano. ¿Qué chingado le habla, güey?
Ahí la mano izquierda es solamente para limpiarse el culo. Se encojona.
Form a line! Okay.
What are we doing now?
Looks like they want to talk.
Yeah, how are you going to do that? Alerta, Dior! That's his left hand, shoot him!
Easy, easy, easy.
Hold your fire. Alerta, Dior! Swap, what are you doing? Swap! Guys, cover him! Fucking crazy motherfucker.
Anastasia, what's up, man?
What?
What is he doing?
Calm down.
What the fuck is he doing?
Hey, yeah, don't fucking touch the rifle! Back up! Back the fuck up!
Salat, Jamal!
No fire! No fire!
What did he say?
Someone shot their camels.
What?
Someone shot their camels, man.
8 men, 5 camels.
Swap spoke Arabic.
Oh.
Sound like a duck fucking or something, but he spoke Arabic.
Yeah. Well, at least we finally saw something.
You guys see what the 40 does to the head of a fucking camel, though.
What does the 40 do to the head of a camel, Fowler?
Turns the head inside out, about 3 fucking knots. Headshot's like a motherfucker, too. Easy shots, slow. Boom! Oh, shit. Wow! Here they are! My lady love! Show's starting, boys! Hey, teach me some of that Arabic. Come suck my dick. BC Kappa Fuka Taka Taka Dutch fucking... Drop the zero, get with the hero. I like you.
Sit down, pal.
That's the one. You saw. She'll never forget me, man. That bitch wanted me. Did you see that?
You truly are an asshole.
Oh, come on, man. You just haven't got to kill anything yet. That's your problem, man.
Don't fucking touch me.
You'll get to kill something sometime. Your day will come, man. Your day will come.
Listen up! I'm about to read to you what Mr. Saddam Hussein has just said to the Iraqi people, and you better not consider this a bunch of bullshit. The mother of all battles is upon us. The sacrifices the Iraqi people will make are equal to the importance of the victory. Kuwait is the branch that must be returned to the tree. The blood of the infidels will flow like a river. Jihad is the way of all Arab people. We are now Operation Desert Storm, and we're the fucking righteous hammer of God. And that hammer is coming down. It's real now. We're going to the border. Punch in this clock, we got work to do. Let's go, let's move. Come on. Let's go. Move. Listen up. When we cross this berm tomorrow, we expect as many as 30,000 casualties the first day. There will be gas. It will be fucking nasty. These atropine oxime injectors go along with your PV pill packs. In the event that you're attacked by nerve agents such as Samad, these agents will produce casualties immediately if you do not deploy these countermeasures, fucking Ricky Tick.
Why in the fuck have we already taken a set of PB pills and just now be issued the fucking injectors?
Shut the fuck up! I'm sick of your shit!
Whoa, all right, man, calm down. Look, they don't want chemically dead fighters on CNN. Just sign it, Kruger.
What the fuck is this?
It's a waiver. It says these pills aren't proven. It says you won't sue if you get fucked up.
Oh, Okay. Yeah, sure, fine. I'll take the fucking pills, and a year later, my asshole will turn inside out and start fucking talking to me.
Stop playing the fucking bitch.
Pills ain't worth the shit.
You country motherfucker. In 1987, Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons against the Kurds, and he killed thousands like fucking that. The ones that lived, the kids came out fucked up. 8 toes to 1 foot. No anal open. Retarded. Blind. Such fucked up little motherfuckers, they should have just killed them all anyway. You want that? Don't take the pills. You don't want that? Sign the fucking waivers and take the fucking pills. All of you, get your pills in your hand. Get them up. Get them so I can see them. Now take the pill and put it on your tongue. Swallow the pill. Now let me see your tongue. Now doesn't that feel better? Don't we all feel better?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now dig your sleeping holes. Dig your holes with the hands God gave you.
Fucking zoomies. They're gonna win the war all by themselves?
They'll be sleeping in their own beds tonight, too.
So what, man? We scout fucking snipers. When the shit hits the fan, we lead the fucking way. Hoorah!
Sure. Look around. You hear those planes. This war's gonna move too fast for us. All right, we can shoot 1,000 yards. To go that far in Vietnam, that'll take a week. World War I, a year. Here, it's gonna take about 10 fucking seconds. By the time we have our rifles dialed, the war's gonna be a mile down the road. Wake up! Jesus.
What the fuck is going on?
Get out of my sleeping hole.
We're about to go on the ship, and you're fucking with their heads.
Get out of my sleeping hole.
Lucky day! Listen up! We got our orders. We leave tomorrow, 0900. Swaffer, you gotta sign your waiver again. I can't read your fucking hand right.
Yes, Staff Sergeant.
Done.
I don't give a fuck, Swafford. I could read it the first time. Your boy Troy got turned down for reenlistment.
What? You're fucking with me.
Hey, watch your mouth. I don't need your fucking attitude.
But that's all he wants is to be in the suck.
I know that. But the suck doesn't want him. He had a criminal record. He lied about it. And he lied about it on his application. So when we get back home, he's out. He's out. The reason I'm telling you is so you can keep him from fucking up. You think you can manage that? Can you manage that?
Tell me, huh?
What? Why don't you just shut the fuck up and mind your own business?
What the fuck is this, man?
It smells good, man.
She sent it back, man. Sent it back like you send back a ring.
Was she right?
I'll always love you, Christina.
What's the fucking problem, then?
Nothing stays the same, Swaff. Not our girlfriends, not our families, not anyone. Time doesn't stop back in the real world because we're about to go into shit. We Marines. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
No. We're jarheads.
Yeah, the fuck do you know?
I know you're a fucking jarhead, and that's all I need to know.
Jar fucking head. Hey, Jarhead, what's Marine Corps birthday?
Marine Corps birthday.
November 10th, 1775, old in the USA.
Fucking A, birthplace.
Tun Tavern, Philadelphia, that's the city of brotherly love.
Hey, power war.
Let me battle World War II.
Dan Daly.
237 Chinese, my hands are in the
pocket. The greatest weapon on earth.
The Marine is incredible.
You want to win your fucking war?
You get under the Marines.
Get the brand.
Turn the inside of our tent into a circus. Because inside of our circus, we cannot be injured. Inside of our circus, we cannot be touched. But we are insane to believe this. Combat action has commenced.
Torment! Torment!
Are you all right? What the fuck, man?
I pissed myself.
We gotta find a fucking FO!
What?
The forward observers, they got us dialed in! We gotta find a fucking... Get out! Corpus, you get on the binos! You get your binos and you find them! Boy, get on that radio!
Radio's dead!
Go to the comm truck, look up, and get some batteries!
Where is it?
It's over there!
Jesus!
It ain't getting no closer! Get the fuck on!
Fuck!
You're not fucking done!
Fucking holes are deep enough!
What are you talking about?
Full of three batteries for the 77!
Fuck!
Man,
we're
fucking dying!
Why are you fucking arguing with me?
Those are dead batteries!
Shut up! I think it's alarm.
Fuck you.
Here are the coordinates. Call that fucker in.
I just ran to incoming to get a dead fucking battery.
Welcome to this side.
Oh, damn, you're too fucking slow. They already retreat. Stack six, we're going after. We're gonna get some.
Baby, those things are fucking tank killers.
That shit's a fucking monster.
Yeah, no
crazy.
Shit, Miller.
Off they go into the wide blue yonder. Let's go, Toomey! About to drop that righteous hand of God!
Fowler, get back in formation.
We're about to drop those bombs!
Fowler, stay in position.
Fowler!
They're gonna drop the hand of God on those
Fowler,
fucking rackets!
Fowler, stay in your formation!
Yeah!
Fowler, get...
Are they supposed to come back?
Get in formation!
Quebec 4 Delta, this is Echo 5 Charlie. Request medevac priority. Marines down in grid 671584. We'll mark with smoke. Over.
Fucking zombies must be blind.
Fucking asshole.
You call us zombies up? We keep moving.
You fucking thought we were Iraqis?
Keep moving.
Listen up, let's stay focused. We're headed north. Let's move out. Keep your eyes open.
Trying to get away. Fuck you, man. Come on. Staff Sergeant, I gotta take a shit.
Stay in voice range.
Spaghetti marinara.
One fucking hell of a day, huh?
Hey. You alright?
Yeah.
What's over there? What?
Oil wells! They lit up the oil wells!
Dig those holes, boy.
Vietnam music, man. Can't we get our own fucking music?
Hey, Chris. What's the fella doing digging way over there?
He ain't digging.
Fowler, what are you doing? Fowler! What are you digging over there?
Nothing.
Our orders are to dig over here.
Mind your own fucking business.
H2O.
Hey, Fern, come here. I gotta show you something. This is my new best buddy, man.
Who's under there?
This is my friend. Ta-da.
Jesus Christ, man.
Ahab. Yarab, huh?
Hey.
Oh,
get that out of here.
Fuck,
Fowler.
$5 to get your picture taken with it, guys. Check out what I put in his mouth. What's the matter, Swaffy? Swaff doesn't like Ahab. You don't like Ahab? This is war, man. This is war. You can't handle it? What are you, a fag?
You fucking touch me, I will beat your fucking head unless you were a good...
Hey. Get it out of here.
The whole goddamn desert is shitting dead ragheads. Have we done anything? Have we done anything but walk around in the sand? I didn't kill him. He's dead.
Move.
Fuck you. There's tons of crispy critters around here, man. I'll get as many as I want.
You won't get this one.
Yeah, but I'll get as many as I want, man. Because I don't even fucking want that one. I don't.
Fowler. Stay sharp.
Army may pull this type of shit, but the Marines don't. When we get back, Fowler, we'll be passing out shit paper. I could be working with my brother right now.
He's got to the drywall business in Compton. Does it inside of office buildings, you know, the metal studs. I could be his partner. Said he'd give me that brand new Dodge Ram Charger. You know the 318 Magnum, the beast? All indoor work too, lots of AC. I could sleep with my wife every night. Fuck her maybe. Take my kids to school every morning. I run his crews too, probably increase productivity 40-50%. Make $100K a year. Do you know why I don't? Because I love this job. I thank God for every fucking day that he gives me in the Corps. Ooh, right. I mean, who else gets a chance to see shit like this? Know what I'm saying?
Yes, Staff Sergeant.
Okay.
Hey, listen up. Colonel says he wants my best snipers. God help me, it's you two. We've had buku surrenders, whole fucking units. But the Republican Guard is still out there, and they are most definitely hardcore. So you keep your shit together. You over there?
Yes, Staff Sergeant.
Thank you, Staff Sergeant.
What?
Thank you.
Don't thank me, just don't fucking die. Let's go!
Fucking ass!
Zeke thinks you boys are good.
Sir.
Well, if it comes from him, it's not bullshit. I got the kind of mission scout snipers had popped their grandmother to get. We got 750 Republican guards dug in around a control tower at Airfield Al-Jabbar. Grid 703-003. A recon reports two high-ranking officers in the tower. All my air is tied up farther north till 1800. So if you could take out those officers, maybe the cannon fodder will white flag it. You could save me having to take the whole battalion. A did a little right up the middle.
Aye, sir.
This is not Rambo time. Before you take a shot, you must get clearance. Understood?
Sir.
Outstanding. Some of my officers think that scout snipers are prima donnas. They think STAY stands for Suntan Association. Are they right?
No, sir.
Then fucking show me.
Romeo, Golf Charlie. Romeo, Golf Charlie. This is Lima 2 Sierra. Over. Officers in control tower. Over.
That's what they look like.
Range.
900 yards.
Windage.
5-7, west to east. Romeo Golf Charlie, Romeo Golf Charlie, requesting permission to take the shot. Over.
Set.
We have the shot. Over. Affirmative. Out. Permission to fire.
Frequency are you on?
Oh, fuck.
We got air. I'm calling it in.
You have permission to take the shot.
Tough break. You were just gonna shoot one guy. Watch this. It'll blow your fucking minds. Bad knees. College football.
Requesting permission to take the shot, sir.
Request denied. You never know how many chances you're gonna get to do this.
Sir, just let us take this one shot right before the air comes in.
Those aren't my orders, Marine. Hitman 45.
Wait, sir. We won't tell anybody. We don't need to tell anybody. What difference does it make? We have a perfect shot. Just let us take it.
Negative.
We have permission from the colonel, sir.
Hitman 45. This is Bravo 4.
God damn it, he's dead anyway. Just let him fucking do it.
You are way out of line, Corporal.
What difference does it make?
If it doesn't make a fucking difference, why the fuck do you have to do it?
Because we have the goddamn shot! That's why we're here!
Give it a fucking hand!
Fuck it! Stop! Fuck it! Stop! Stop it! That's what I do! Stop! That is what I do! That is what I do! You fucking death jockey! And the fucking prick! You don't know what we go through!
Let go of me! Just fucking let go of me! I'm trying to... Oh, man!
You stay, boys, or some weird motherfuckers. Hitman 45, Hitman 45, this is Bravo 4, Lima, over.
After we get back. I already have my separation papers.
You got any ideas?
I'll sell some crack. Sling some dope.
All you want is in. All I want is out.
Welcome to the suck.
Where's our pickup?
We don't know that. It could be friendly. You ever hear friendly fire like that? Fuck.
Jesus, you hear that? What is that?
Screaming.
Republican cars, man, over this berm. Ready? Are you ready? Okay. Fucking get these motherfuckers. I'll cover you.
Go.
Ever again!
never shot my rifle.
You do it now.
Days, 4 hours, 1 minute. That was my war. Every war is different.
Hoorah.
Every war is the same.
Davenports and kettle drums, swallowtail coats, tablecloths, and patent leather shoes. Bathing suits and bowling balls, clarinets and rings. Well, this radio really needs a diffuse.
Hey, where you going?
A tanker rotator, a soldier's things, his rifle.
Fergus?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you doing, man? Nice haircut.
Good. Thanks.
Come on in. Thanks.
This one's me.
I got some bad news, man.
Everything's a dollar in this box. Cufflinks. Trophies and paperbacks. It's good transportation, but the brakes aren't so hot. Neckties and boxing gloves. This jackknife is rusted. You can pound that.
A story. A man fires a rifle for many years, and he goes to war. And afterwards he comes home, and he sees that whatever else he might do with his life, build a house, love a woman, change his son's diaper, he will always remain a jarhead. And all the jarheads, killing and dying, they will always be me. We are still in the desert.
Thank you. life it was my dream.
All my life it was my dream.
To be a bad motherfucking U.S. Marine.
Be a bad motherfucking U.S. Marine.